Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real. Hello, welcome, and thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I am excited about today's show. It was just, I finished teaching a cycling class at 6:30 my time, Pacific Standard Time, and the show starts at 7, so if you can imagine... finishing cycling, logging out of the computer, getting in the car, coming over here to, you know, to the studio to broadcast. And I have to tell you what we are going to talk about, the topic of today's show, which is resistance. I learned a very good lesson on my way over here. But before I go on to the topic of the day, let me welcome all of my new listeners to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and if this is the first time that you're listening, you're probably wondering, what the hell is Reality Spirituality? What? Reality what? Well, Reality Spirituality is a term that I use to describe your everyday life experiences and the connection of everyday life experiences to spirituality and your personal growth. This show, with help from me, dissects your everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to reveal why we're not as happy as we could be. Reality Spirituality is not a religion. It's a personal guideline to living connected to, plugged into source energy, the universe, God, your higher power, whatever you want to call it. Living connected is the key to inner peace, contentment. I don't care what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter. I have so many things going on in my life right now that if I wasn't connected to the universe, if I didn't let this reality just evolve in whichever way it's going to, because listen, stuff is going to happen. I'm just going to speak for myself. Stuff, and I want to say the other word too, is going to happen whether or not I stress about it or not, whether or not I worry about it or not. The shit is still going to happen. So what I'm saying is, this world, in my opinion, is inside out, upside down. We're conditioned to talk about, worry about, complain about, look at problems. That's all I hear on talk radio. Does talking about problems, complaining about problems, does that solve a problem? Nah, I don't think so. But before I go on, I would like to invite you to call in with a question, your comments, your issues that you're having, whatever, suggestions. Call in on the guest call-in number, which is 646-564-9619. That's 646-564-9619. For my new listeners, I would like to give you a little bit of the foundation of this show and the foundation and basically where I'm coming from. We are all, everything in this universe is made up of energy. Everything is energy. And energy, solid, liquid, gas, all vibrates. Energy has a vibration, including us. We have a vibration. You feel differently if you got some bad news, if you just found out that you won $500 lotto. I know that's not a big lotto, but you just won $500. So there's different vibrations, and guess what? This show teaches you, or this show says that reality spirituality says that you can control, you can choose your vibration. You cannot choose what's going to happen to you. You cannot choose that you're going to get a ticket. You cannot choose that you're going to have a bad day at work. You can't choose that, but you can choose your attitude. You can choose your thoughts. You can choose your behavior. You can choose your words. We have choices, and for some reason, some crazy reason, I don't know why we weren't taught to choose to have choice over our emotions. And basically, that's what the show is about. It's about choosing. It's about your choices. It is about your personal power. You have power. Power that, I don't know, my mother and father didn't tell me. They didn't inform me that if something didn't go my way that I didn't have to get pissed off. No, I had to find that out on my own. What I'm saying is there are very simple formulas to create, to maintain, to keep you on the path of peace, of calm, of shoulders down, of deep breaths, of being relaxed. And this is what I call flowing. Flowing with the universe. Flowing with what is. Flowing with your circumstances, no matter what. Because guess what? The shit's going to happen whether you resist it or whether you complain about it or whether you react to it or not. It's still going to happen. This is an example. I think I heard it or read it somewhere. They were talking about resisting the natural flow of the universe, and the author said that it's like going through life with with the emergency brake on, or your foot on the brake. You know, the car will still go. The car will still move if you have your foot on, if the emergency brake isn't let up. But how does that feel? When you resist, it's like living with your foot on the brake. It's like living, it's like paddling upstream on purpose, and you don't have to. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Paddling upstream if you're going to be going downstream anyway? Resisting is, in my opinion, the least common denominator as to all of our suffering. All of our bad moods, all of our temper tantrums, all of our moodiness, all of our sadness, feeling bad. It's because we are resisting reality. We are resisting what is. It doesn't even make sense. If you think about it, look at Mother Nature. Look at the animals. The universe doesn't resist anything. Explosions, planets colliding, earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis. The universe doesn't resist anything. Stars being born, stars dying. It just flows. And what I have learned for me, and you can either, if it fits for you, great. If it doesn't fit for you, that's okay too. But what I've learned, and especially I have to say in the last couple of months, is how powerful this resisting and non-resisting is to my life, and to it has a direct connection. It has a direct influence on how happy I am now. When I use the word happy, I'm going to change that, because happy, it just has a different meaning for every person. I think we all have a different idea of what happiness is. So I'm going to change the word. I know I started the show at the beginning last year. Oh my goodness, I'm going on a year. Last year, talking about being happy. And I have discovered something that is even easier to understand or easier to grasp than just being happy. Yeah, happy. And there's two concepts. Instead of saying happy, I'm going to use the word flowing. I'm flowing. Like the universe flows, like the rivers flow, like the Mother Nature, like the animals, they just flow. I'm going to use the word flowing. And when I am flowing, it feels a lot different than when I'm resisting. Get it? I mean, you can imagine. Flowing means, in fact, flowing means you take the gear, you put the car in neutral. You don't even have to drive it. You're just flowing. You're just going, moving. And when you resist, you're putting your foot on the brakes. And that's what is happening. And when I say happening, I mean it's an internal. This is an internal way of being. You're flowing internally, or you're resisting internally. Because let me say this. I was conditioned to live from the outside in. Whatever's happening on the outside determines how I'm going to feel on the inside. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to suggest, I'm here to kind of give you a little tug in the ribs to say, let's start living from the inside out. Can you imagine being connected to the universe? You're flowing with everything and you're living from the inside out. I'm not living from the outside in anymore, because you know what? That doesn't feel good, because no matter whatever happens outside, I'm... And if it just isn't the right thing, or if it isn't something I like, guess what? My insides are all messed up. So this new concept, living from the inside out, as opposed to living from the outside in, get it? I'm going to start living from the inside out. And guess what? When I start living the majority of my waking time from the inside out, guess what my life is going to start looking like? Guess what my life is going to start feeling like? And you know what? It's already happened. It's already happened. I'm going to take a really quick break, and I am going to come back with you with your calls. Again, the number is 646-564-9619, and I have a couple of callers here, and I will come back right after a 30-second break.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome back to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am going to go to a caller. Hello and welcome. You're on Reality Spirituality. You're on live with me. Hello?
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it's me. Who am I speaking
okay.
with?
My name is Vidal. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Vidal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been listening in for a little bit, and one thing I've learned quite some time ago is the mind, your thoughts rule everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to change my way of thinking. And today I speak to kids at youth programs and schools about the dangers of drugs, alcohol, and stuff like that. And the reason I do is because I have a history, being raised in the South Bronx and in Spanish Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
So my experiences, I share it with these kids, and I see no difference in them than what the way I was. I was a stinky thinker. Exactly what I was, a stinky thinker. There was a Catholic priest who told me that a long time ago. He says, "You're just a stinky thinker." And I started thinking about that for a long time, and then I actually meant what he meant. I actually knew what he meant. We allow negative thoughts in our heads, and when we do, we play with them. We just don't allow them in. We play with them. And then we either try to figure them out, we either find a conniving way to get over it, or whatever it may be. And this makes our whole day.
Vidal, let me say something to you. You know what? Mm-hmm. It's so interesting that you said that, because the topic is resistance. And you know what? I used to be very critical about my thoughts, and I'm thinking negative and all that. But you know what? Even resisting our thoughts even resisting our thoughts. I'm not saying that the thoughts are good and or bad,
mm-hmm.
but being comfortable and, because let me say this, we are not our thoughts. Do you agree with me?
A little bit.
Okay, what I mean is this. Have you heard the term ego?
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, ego, I don't know about you, but my ego, all it has to give me is bad news. Bad news.
Okay.
Criticism, complaints. I mean, I don't really get anything positive from the ego.
All right.
And so when you're talking about these thoughts, I want you to realize that's not even you. Those aren't even your thoughts. Those are recycled thoughts over and over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even your thoughts. Because what's really at the core of who we are is this energy, this spirit, this universe. That's at the core of who we are. Are you following me?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I believe that if you have, I mean, there are people who are just negative thinkers and they surround themselves with negativity, and because of this, the whole day is pretty bad. Now, you have to consider what I told you in the beginning, where I come from. I come from the streets, and there was drugs involved, gangs, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really that much positive
right.
in my life. Or I didn't know how to deal with positive. You know, I felt comfort in negative thinking and in negative thoughts.
Okay.
And by changing your way of thinking, converting any negative thought into a positive thought, it's not very easy to do.
It takes practice to
really take a negative thought and just say, well, I don't want this thought, take it, put it to the back, don't throw it out. It's not that. You know, you have to find ways of doing this. And by surrounding yourself with positive people, and doing positive things, like speaking to kids that I've been doing for quite some time at the schools and stuff like that, getting feedback from other people, and doing the right thing. You know, those negativities tend to, like, fade away. I mean,
That's
we all
right.
got negative thoughts no matter what. They're always going to come in. And sometimes it's good to have that balance because you want to know what's on your mind. But you don't have to move on them. And this is the problem with a lot of people. They move in negative thoughts. They think negative. And when they are told something or they hear something negative about themselves, they go crazy.
Well, let me say something. Vidal, let me say something. And then I'm going to let you go. But let me say something. One of the things about this show is allowing other people to be, to do, to act, to behave any way they want. It's their journey. It's their journey to take. So I really appreciate you calling, and please call in again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And hello. We have another caller here. And let me see. Hold on a second. Well, hello, Nathan.
Yes, what's up?
Would you like to talk, or you just like to listen to the rest of the show?
Oh, no, baby, I want to talk.
Okay, everyone, this is my son, Nathan, and we have 6 minutes to let's do it then, baby. Let's go.
Cool.
What's up?
I don't know, a lot of good things. I mean, your topic is resistance. And you know, I'm listening to the show, and then the caller called in. You know, it's for me. It's like a constant. It's like a decision to resist or to flow with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this caller calls in, and he's got his story, and then I'm thinking you're resisting or you're flowing, and he's resisting, he's flowing, I'm resisting, I'm flowing. And I just want to get more used to flowing than resisting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get more used to it.
Well, I have a question for you. Did you feel that I was resisting?
I would say yes.
Okay. I love that. I love that. And I love that you're saying this. And why did you feel that? Because I was kind of not listening to him, and I was kind of cutting him off and being, you know, let's get to the point, caller.
I mean, this is the thing is, I know, well, I don't know, but, you know, when you want a quest or you're maybe expecting a quest or something specific, it's your show. All that stuff.
Well, this let me tell you exactly what I was thinking. Because I'm a very good listener. However, this show, and if I had an hour or 2 hours, of course, but this show is about, in my opinion, I mean, not in my opinion, my show, Reality Spirituality, which you did the theme song for, is about coming to some solution. I don't need to hear a story in, you know, I need solutions. I mean, this world is about telling a story, a story, a story. And that's great if I had more time. But that's where I was coming from. What is the – I really wanted to ask him. Now, you said that you used to think negative. I wanted to ask him, what did you do specifically to change it? Because, see, now we're learning something. What did you do specifically? But I couldn't get that out of him. Your turn.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you want to get to the, well, you were talking about all the shows you hear, problems, people calling with their problems, and you want to kind of spin it where it's like we get to the good, we get to the.
Yeah. How do we know the problem? Let's find the problem very quickly, and let's take more time on the solution. I mean, let's the problem can be discovered in 2 seconds, but problem is this, what is the solution? And that's where I am with this show, especially if it's in this half-hour format.
Yeah, you got a limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was just given the signal that we have, 90 seconds left. So do you have a question, or did you like the living inside out analogy?
Hell yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Because if I live outside in, I'm going to be messed up too.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, because there's things flying on the outside, and I got some outside things. I liked it.
Yes. Okay, good. Good. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to my callers and thank you for listening. I'm also featured on 3 websites now, self-growth, state of appreciation, look in the guest articles, and also Time to Play. So I'm all over the place, listeners, and I thank you so much for listening, audience. Again, I will be back on the air Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard, and Monday, next Sunday and next Monday. You've been listening to Rebecca Norrington, and this is Reality Spirituality.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah,
time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real.